Boy, thank you so much for this important intervention and for joining us here today. I want to ask a question, maybe a bit of a reframe of a question I was asking earlier to Professor Doyle. And Ricardo, actually, I see Professor Doyle's hand is up as well, so you should get her into your list. I've been wondering how we help people really cognize, really see and understand systemic racism in order to create a conversation, or in order to allow our conversations about reparations to be understood and feel justifiable, maybe a little more broadly. What I notice about reparations conversations is that they have a lot of different, they look very different in different spaces. And I really appreciated your focus on this idea that the only people who are victims of racism are not merely people of African descent, but also the society at large. And the ways that we have normalized the exploitation and the almost taking for granted the contributions of people of African descent without really recognizing us as contributors, I think this is a really important piece of that. And as we talk about healing, and as we talk about reparations, and as we talk about dismantling powerful systemic racism, I think there also is this question about how thoroughly we have normalized the availability and the expendability of Black bodies, Black resources, Black contributions, to the point that I think it can be very difficult for people to even perceive and appreciate systemic racism in their midst. And what this means, and what this suggests, I guess, is that your point about dignity is a really important one, right? And I wonder, I know that there was a recent general comment on the right to life and talking about how the right to life must necessarily include an important focus on dignity, that the right to life is not merely the right to keep breathing, but also the right to a dignified life. But it also feels, when we're talking about anti-Black racism, that dignity is offered on a double standard, in part because the racism and the systemic aspects of it proceed without people really having the opportunity to reflect on it. It is so ingrained into our systems. So I do think UNESCO is doing an amazing job of really elevating both history and the ways in which we have eroded the dignity of certain peoples in order to promote economic possibility. But I guess I wonder, what does that look like to you culturally and societally? We talk sometimes about school curricula, but I think UNESCO is really well positioned to talk about what does it look like to restore some equity and equality in the concept of dignity, which has been eroded consistently as both white supremacy and the systemic racism that it engenders have become very normalized over the past centuries.
Thank you.